U.S. History Textbook, textbook available for free at cnx.org, audio recording available for free at educateforfree.com. Key Terms, Chapter 23, Clear and Present Danger, the expression used by Supreme Court Justice Oliver Wendell Holmes in the case of Scheck versus the United States to characterize public dissent during wartime, akin to shouting fire in a crowded theater. 14 points. Woodrow Wilson's post-war peace plan, which called for openness in all matters of diplomacy, including free trade, freedom of the seas, and an end to secret treaties and negotiations, among others. Harlem Hellfighters, a nickname for the decorated all-black 369th Infantry, which served on the front lines of France for 6 months, longer than any other American unit. Irreconcilables, Republicans who opposed the Treaty of Versailles on all grounds. League of Nations, Woodrow Wilson's idea for a group of countries that would promote a new world order and territorial integrity through open discussions rather than intimidation and war. Liberty Bonds, the name for the war bonds that the U.S. government sold and strongly encouraged Americans to buy as a way of raising money for the war effort. Neutrality, Woodrow Wilson's policy of maintaining commercial ties with all belligerents and insisting on open markets throughout Europe during World War I. Prohibition, the campaign for a ban on the sale and manufacture of alcoholic beverages, which came to fruition during the war, bolstered by anti-German sentiment and a call to preserve resources for the war effort. Red Scare, the term used to describe the fear that Americans felt about the possibility of a Bolshevik revolution in the United States. Fear over communist infiltrators led Americans to restrict and discriminate against any forms of radical dissent, whether communist or not. Red Summer, the summer of 1919, when numerous northern cities experienced bloody race riots that killed over 250 persons, including the Chicago race riot of 1919. Reservationists, Republicans who would support the Treaty of Versailles if sufficient amendments were introduced that could eliminate Article 10. Zimmermann Telegram, the telegram sent from German Foreign Minister Arthur Zimmermann to the German ambassador in Mexico, which invited Mexico to fight along Germany should the United States enter World War I on the side of the Allies. Chapter 24, Bootlegging, a 19th century term for the illegal transport of alcoholic beverages that became popular during Prohibition. Expatriate, someone who lives outside of their home country. Flapper, a young modern woman who embraced the new morality and fashions of the jazz age. Hollywood, a small town north of Los Angeles, California, whose reliable sunshine and cheaper production costs attracted filmmakers and producers starting in the 1910s. By the 1920s, Hollywood was the center of American movie production, with five movie studios dominating the industry. Lost Generation, a group of writers who came of age during World War I and expressed their disillusionment with the era. Model T, the first car produced by the Ford Motor Company that took advantage of the economies of scale provided by assembly line production and was therefore affordable to a large segment of the population. Moving assembly line, a manufacturing process that allowed workers to stay in one place as the work came to them. Nativism, the rejection of outside influences in favor of local or native customs. Negro nationalism, the notion that African Americans had a distinct and separate national heritage that should inspire pride and a sense of community. New morality, the more permissive mores adopted by many young people in the 1920s. Return to normalcy, the campaign promise made by Warren Harding in the presidential election of 1920. Scopes Monkey Trial, the 1925 trial of John Scopes for teaching evolution in a public school. The trial highlighted the conflict between rural traditionalists and modern urbanites. Second Ku Klux Klan, unlike the secret terror group of the Reconstruction era, The second Ku Klux Klan was a nationwide movement that expressed racism, nativism, anti-Semitism, and anti-Catholicism. Teapot Dome Scandal. The bribery scandal involving Secretary of Interior Albert B. Fall in 1923. Chapter 25. American Individualism. The belief strongly held by Herbert Hoover and others that hard work and individual effort, absent government interference, comprised the formula for success in the U.S. Bank run. The withdrawal by a large number of individuals or investors of money from a bank due to fears of the bank's instability, with the ironic effect of increasing the bank's vulnerability to failure. Black Tuesday, October 29, 1929, when a mass panic caused a crash in the stock market and stockholders divested over 16 million shares, causing the overall value of the stock market to drop precipitously. Bonus Army. A group of World War I veterans and affiliated groups who marched to Washington in 1932 to demand their war bonuses early, only to be refused and forcibly removed by the U.S. Army. Clark Memorandum. Hoover's repudiation of the Roosevelt corollary that justified American military intervention in Latin American affairs. This memorandum improved relations with America's neighbors by reasserting that intervention would occur only in the event of European interference in the Western Hemisphere. Dust Bowl, the area in the middle of the country that had been badly overfarmed in the 1920s and suffered from a terrible drought that coincided with the Great Depression. The name came from the black blizzard of topsoil and dust that blew through the area. Scottsboro Boys, a reference to the infamous trial in Scottsboro, Alabama, in 1931, where 9 African-American boys were falsely accused of raping 2 white women and sentenced to death. The extreme injustice of the trial, particularly given the age of the boys and the inadequacy of the testimony against them, garnered national and international attention. Smoot-Hawley Tariff. The tariff approved by Hoover to raise the tax on thousands of imported goods in the hope it would encourage people to buy American-made products. The unintended result was that other nations raised their tariffs, further hurting American exports and exacerbating the global financial crisis. Speculation. The practice of investing in risky financial opportunities in hopes of a fast payout due to market fluctuations. Chapter 26. Brain Trusts. An unofficial advisory cabinet to President Franklin Roosevelt, originally gathered while he was governor of New York, to present possible solutions to the nation's problems. Among its prominent members were Rexford Tugwell, Raymond Moley, and Adolph Burrow. Civilian Conservation Corps, a public program for unemployed young men from relief families who were put to work on conservation and land management projects around the country. Interregnum, the period between the election and the inauguration of a new president, when economic conditions worsened significantly during the 4-month lag between Roosevelt's win and his move into the Oval Office, Congress amended the Constitution to limit this period to 2 months. Social Security, a series of programs designed to help the populations most vulnerable, the unemployed, those over age 65, unwed mothers, and the disabled, through various pension, insurance, and aid programs. Supreme Court Packing Plan. Roosevelt's plan, after being reelected, to pack the Supreme Court with an additional 6 justices, one for every justice over 70 who refused to step down. Tennessee Valley Authority, a federal agency tasked with the job of planning and developing the area through flood control, restoration, and hydroelectric power projects. Works Progress Administration, a program run by Harry Hopkins that provided jobs for over 8 million Americans from its inception to its closure in 1943. Chapter 27, Big Three, the nickname given to the leaders of the 3 major Allied nations, Winston Churchill, Franklin Roosevelt, and Joseph Stalin. Conscientious Objectors, those who, for religious or philosophical reasons, refused to serve in the armed forces. D-Day, June 6, 1944, the date of the invasion of Normandy, France, by British, Canadian, and American forces, which opened a second front in Europe. Double V Campaign, a campaign by African Americans to win victory over the enemy overseas and victory over racism at home. Enola Gay, the plane that dropped the atomic bomb on Hiroshima. Executive Order 9066, the order given by President Roosevelt to relocate and detain people of Japanese ancestry, including those who were American citizens. Fascism, a political ideology that places a heightened focus on national unity through dictatorial rule and militarism. Internment, the forced collection of the West Coast Japanese and Japanese American population into 10 relocation centers for the greater part of World War II. Manhattan Project, the code name given to the research project that developed the atomic bomb. Material, equipment and supplies used by the military. Rosie the Riveter, a symbol of female workers in the defense industries. Zoot Suit, a flamboyant outfit favored by young African American and Mexican American men. Chapter 28, Baby Boom, a marked increase in the U.S. birth rate during 1946 to 1964. Blacklist, a list of people suspected of having communist sympathies who were denied work as a result. Cold War, the prolonged period of tension between the United States and the Soviet Union based on ideological conflicts and competition for military, economic, social, and technological superiority, and marked by surveillance and espionage, political assassinations, an arms race, attempts to secure alliances with developing nations, and proxy wars. Containment, the U.S. policy that sought to limit the expansion of communism abroad. Desegregation, the removal of laws and policies requiring the separation of different racial or ethnic groups. Domino theory, the theory that if communism made inroads in one nation, surrounding nations would also succumb one by one, like a chain of dominoes toppling one another. Fair deal, President Harry Truman's program of economic and social reform. GI Bill, a program that gave substantial benefits to those who served in World War II. Iron Curtain, a term coined by Winston Churchill to refer to portions of Eastern Europe that the Soviet Union had incorporated into its sphere of influence and that no longer were free to manage their own affairs. Levitt Towns, suburban housing developments consisting of acres of mass-produced homes. Little Rock Nine, the nickname for the nine African-American high school students who first integrated Little Rock's Central High School. Marshall Plan, a program giving billions of dollars of U.S. aid to European countries to prevent them from turning to communism. Massive Retaliation, a defense strategy sometimes called Mutually Assured Destruction, or MAD, adopted by Eisenhower that called for launching a large-scale nuclear attack on the Soviet Union in response to a first Soviet strike at the United States. Military-industrial complex, the matrix of relationships between officials in the Defense Department and the executives in the defense industry who all benefited from increases in defense spending. Rock and roll, a musical form popular among baby boomers that encompassed styles ranging from country to blues and embraced themes such as youthful rebellion and love. Sputnik, the first man-made orbital satellite launched by the Soviet Union in October 1957. States' rights, the political belief that states possess authority beyond federal law, which is usually seen as the supreme law of the land, and thus can act in opposition to federal law. Chapter 29, Black Power, a political ideology encouraging African Americans to create their own institutions and develop their own economic resources independent of whites. Black Pride, a cultural movement among African Americans to encourage pride in their African heritage and to substitute African and African American art forms, behaviors, and cultural products for those of whites. Black Separatism, an ideology that called upon African Americans to reject integration with the white community and in some cases to physically separate themselves from whites in order to create and preserve their self-determination. Counterinsurgency, a new military strategy under the Kennedy administration to suppress nationalist independence movements and rebel groups in the developing world. Flexible response, a military strategy that allows for the possibility of responding to threats in a variety of ways, including counterinsurgency, conventional war, and nuclear strikes. Great Society, Lyndon Johnson's plan to eliminate poverty and racial injustice in the United States and to improve the lives of all Americans. Naval quarantine, Kennedy's use of ships to prevent Soviet access to Cuba during the Cuban Missile Crisis. Port Huron Statement, the political manifesto of Students for a Democratic Society that called for social reform, nonviolent protest, and greater participation in the democratic process by ordinary Americans. Title VII, the section of the Civil Rights Act of 1864 that prohibited discrimination in employment on the basis of gender. War on Poverty, Lyndon Johnson's plan to end poverty in the United States through the extension of federal benefits, job training programs, and funding for community development. Chapter 30, Carter Doctrine, Jimmy Carter's declaration that efforts to interfere with American interests in the Middle East would be considered an act of aggression and be met with force if necessary. Counterculture, a culture that develops in opposition to the dominant culture of a society. Deep Throat, the anonymous source later revealed to be Associate Director of the FBI, Mark Felt, who supplied reporters Bob Woodward and Carl Bernstein with information about White House involvement in the Watergate break-in. Dixiecrats, conservative Southern Democrats who opposed integration and the other goals of the African-American Civil Rights Movement. Détente, the relaxation of tensions between the United States and the Soviet Union. Executive Privilege, the right of the U.S. President to refuse subpoenas requiring him to disclose private communications on the grounds that this might interfere with the functioning of the executive branch. Identity Politics, political movements or actions intended to further the interests of a particular group membership based on culture, race, ethnicity, religion, sex, gender, or sexual orientation. Pentagon Papers, government documents leaked to the New York Times that revealed the true nature of the conflict in Vietnam and turned many definitely against the war. Plumbers, men used by the White House to spy on and sabotage President Nixon's opponents and stop leaks to the press. Silent majority, a majority whose political will is usually not heard, in this case, Northern white blue-collar voters. Southern strategy, a political strategy that called for appealing to Southern whites by resisting calls for greater advances in civil rights. Stagflation, high inflation combined with high unemployment and slow economic growth. Vietnamization, the Nixon administration's policy of turning over responsibility for the defense of South Vietnam to Vietnamese forces. Yippies, the Youth International Party, a political party formed in 1967 which called for the establishment of a new nation consisting of cooperative institutions that would replace those currently in existence. Chapter 31, Contract with America, a list of 8 specific legislative reforms or initiatives that Republican representatives promised to enact if they gained a majority in Congress in the 1994 midterm elections. Gender gap, the statistical difference between the voting preferences of women and men, with women favoring Democratic candidates. Green Party, a political party founded in 1984 that advocates environmentalism and grassroots democracy. Heritage Foundation, a professional organization conducting research and political advocacy on behalf of its values and perspectives. HIV/AIDS, a deadly immune deficiency disorder discovered in 1981 and at first largely ignored by politicians because of its prevalence among gay men. New Right, a loose coalition of American conservatives consisting primarily of wealthy business people and evangelical Christians who developed in response to social changes of the 1960s and 1970s. Operation Desert Storm, the U.S. name of the war waged from January to April 1991 by coalition forces against Iraq in reaction to Iraq's invasion of Kuwait in August 1990. Reaganomics, Ronald Reagan's economic policy, which suggested that lowering taxes on the upper income brackets would stimulate investment and economic growth. START, a treaty between the United States and the Soviet Union that limited the number of nuclear warheads, ballistic missiles, and strategic bombers held by both sides. Vietnam Syndrome, reluctance on the part of American politicians to actively engage U.S. forces in a foreign war for fear of suffering a humiliating defeat. War on Drugs, a nationwide political campaign to implement harsh sentences for drug crimes, which produced an explosive growth of the prison population. Chapter 32, Al-Qaeda, a militant Islamic group originally founded by Osama bin Laden. Boomerang Generation, young people who must return to their parents' home in order to make ends meet. Bush Doctrine, the belief that the United States has the right to protect itself from terrorist acts by engaging in preemptive wars or ousting hostile governments in favor of friendly, preferably democratic regimes. Charter schools, elementary and secondary schools that, although funded by taxpayer money, are allowed to operate independently from some rules and regulations governing public schools. Civil unions, a civil status offered to gay and lesbian couples with the goal of securing the main privileges of marriage without granting them equal status in marriage. Credit default swaps, financial instruments that pay buyers even if a purchased loan defaults, a form of insurance for risky loans. Great Recession, the economic recession that began in 2008 following the collapse of the housing boom and was driven by risky and misleading subprime mortgages and a deregulated bond market. Greenhouse gases, gases in the Earth's atmosphere like carbon dioxide that trap heat and prevent it from radiating into space. Kyoto Protocol, an international agreement establishing regulations designed to reduce greenhouse gas emissions by the world's industrialized nations. Obamacare, the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act. Subprime mortgage, a type of mortgage offered to borrowers with lower credit ratings. Subprime loans feature interest rates that are higher and often adjustable than conventional mortgages to compensate the bank for the increased risk of default. Taliban, a fundamentalist Muslim group that ruled Afghanistan from 1996 to 2001. Tea Party, a conservative movement focused primarily on limiting government spending and the size of the federal government. WMDs, weapons of mass destruction, a class of weapons capable of inflicting massive casualties and physical destruction, such as nuclear bombs or biological and chemical weapons.